USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Pennsylvania's Supreme Court has dismissed a lower court order that put a hold on the state's election certification process. The suit that had prompted the hold, led by Republican Congressman Mike Kelly, had sought to invalidate all of the more than 2.5 million mail-in ballots in the state, calling changes to Pennsylvania's absentee voter laws unconstitutional. The 7-judge panel disagreed, saying the time limit to challenge the voting law passed last year had expired. And a former campaign aide for President Trump is suing over his treatment by the FBI. Carter Page alleges in his suit that the FISA warrant that authorized wiretapping against him contained errors and omissions that have caused him irreparable damage to his reputation and finances. Page was accused of having been involved with Russia on behalf of President Trump's 2016 campaign. Page was never charged with any crimes, and an inspector general's report turned up several issues with the applications for the FISA warrants regarding Page. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my 4 children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Iran has vowed retaliation over the killing of one of its top nuclear scientists. In a statement Saturday, President Hassan Rouhani promised an aggressive response to Friday's assassination. Representative John Garamendi says the U.S. needs to be prepared for Iran's response. The California Democrat tells Fox News Iran may try to retaliate diplomatically.
Right now, obviously, we are and we must be prepared for some sort of retaliation. What it will be, my guess is it'll be something that'll be pinpointed. It might very well be in the diplomatic area, not in the military area. And so we need to be prepared on all of these.
And online Black Friday sales hit a new high as the pandemic kept many away from physical stores on the day after Thanksgiving. According to Adobe Analytics, shoppers spent about $9 billion online on Black Friday, breaking the previous record of $7.4 billion set in 2019. The company estimates another $10 to $12 billion could be spent online on Cyber Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Congress will have plenty on its plate when it heads back to D.C. next week. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
As lawmakers head back to Washington, D.C. on Monday, lots of things need to get done. Government funding runs out December 11th, and a COVID bill is still on the horizon if they can get one done before the end of the year. As far as a stimulus bill, Republican Congressman from Kentucky James Comer believes we need a very targeted approach to a stimulus bill.
We need to have targeted stimulus. The restaurant industry, I think that's the one industry that there's bipartisan agreement that there is a desperate need for assistance. But we have a situation in Washington where Nancy Pelosi, she doesn't want to do targeted stimulus. She wants to do another blanket stimulus bill and give money to everyone. And
that audio, courtesy of Fox News, from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A former champion will begin a series of guest hosts on new episodes of Jeopardy. Kenneth Burns has the story from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
Jeopardy record holder Ken Jennings will be the first in a series of interim hosts when the long-running game show resumes production next Monday. Jennings won 74 games in a row and claimed the show's Greatest of All Time title in a competition last year. He'll host episodes that will air in January. Someone to replace longtime host Alex Trebek will be named later. Trebek died of pancreatic cancer earlier this month. From the East Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Kenneth Burns.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.